Love is all. Amen. Amen, amen. I want to clear something up in regards to what I said during the study, living with mommy and daddy. Didn't come out right, but what I want to share is the reason I said it the way I did in that respect was it was the 70s. The economy was great. Everybody had a job, like I told you earlier, that I was able to quit my job and go to the next job the next day, get hired the next day. There was jobs everywhere. But this one brother had some amazing issues, didn't want to work, didn't want to do anything, you know, and so it was his own fault that he was living with his parents. And in today's world, there's really no problem, no issues with living with your parents because of the way they were attacking the economy. The unemployment rate in our country today is ridiculous, where some people do have to live with their parents, and there's nothing wrong with that at all in today's economy, because that's just the way they're designing it to cause problems for the, you know, the common man. But in the 70s, I remember it was not hard to get a job at all. And so I apologize if I offended anybody. So anyway, if you can kneel, it's time to do so. As a matter of fact, living with your parents was the way people did it for thousands of years. It's, you know, you only left the family is when you got married and started getting a larger family. So if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us the way you bless us. Thank you for the study that we just had, and thank you for blessing everyone that was partaking in it, and also those that will be listening to it later. And hopefully everything will go well with that. We pray that everyone that's on our prayer list is blessed, especially those that we mentioned last night. And there are some that are sick. We have some here that are ailing with a cold or whatever, and we pray that everybody's healed and taken care of. Thank you for the hedge of angels you have about us and about all the workers and work. And we pray that this sermon today is a blessing out to those who hear it, especially those that need to hear it. We thank you for all these things and pray in the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I'm going to set up the recording because Brother Race is preaching, and it's an MP3 here I got, so give me a moment.
Greetings, church families, and Sabbath blessings to you and everyone listening on the radio and also on the phones. As the weeks carry on and we strive to advance into a character of Christ through His Spirit, we need to consider all the attributes of Christ Jesus and strive to incorporate these characters into our daily lives. Today, I would like to share with you all what I feel is a very important topic, and I pray that you will feel so also. And this topic, as you have seen in the title, is on forgiveness. I'm sure this is going to be a touchy subject for some, but as we grow into Christ and in Christ, we should begin to call upon the strength of Jesus to do as Christ has done for us, and that is to forgive. We have a duty to forgive, brethren, and that obligation is to start forgiving those whom we feel have come against us in sin. Remember, we don't know whether these things could have been done intentionally or not, as we can't read the hearts and minds of others. Only our Lord can. So, to begin here, I want to share with you a parable Jesus shared with Peter and others. It's taken from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. We're going to begin at number 1 in the room. It says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very sorrowful, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldst not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. This parable Jesus spoke about really cut my heart, brethren. Yes, many of us have read this before many times. But to have His Spirit give you that spiritual discernment to see how we are such a failure in our carnal character, I praise Him for opening my eyes and removing that veil. We can only thank God for this heavenly discernment. Today, more than likely, every last one of us plays some kind of role here of the unjust servant. It's time, church, to start accepting Christ's character and be like Him. Forgive. Let those grudges go. Pride of self is a dangerous trait that needs to be buried. Be merciful upon others' weakness and forgive as Christ has forgiven you. Don't store those past unpleasant thoughts of the past. Don't preserve such rooted animosity, but loose that bitter malice you have stored against thy brethren. In this prayer from Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, the pardoning king here represented a loving, merciful, compassionate, and sympathetic elder brother, Jesus Christ. We as a fallen human race were under condemnation because our continued transgression against his law. Humanity in no way could pay the debt for sin and would have to pay that penalty for performing iniquity. Yet, it is for this reason Christ came and left his heavenly position to redeem us fallen creatures and bring forgiveness to all those that repent and accept him as a personal Savior. Now, we have been given some serious love and mercy from our Creator. He sacrificed his heavenly position so that forgiveness may be applied to us. In looking at the servant who was pardoned from 10,000 talents from the king, he later had the very same opportunity to bring mercy upon another, which owed him only 100 pence. But he failed to be as compassionate as his king was toward him. The debtor pleaded that he had patience with him and he would repay him. But the servant that had just had his debt annulled, lacked the very same mercy that was given toward him. The servant had his debtor cast into prison, says the scriptures. Friends, we are failing as this servant was in this parable. Are we failing? Jesus was willing to forgive the enormous amount of sins of all the human race of all times. Are we willing to forgive another when we feel that they have sinned against us? What was applied to us Are we willing to give back? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, it says, freely you have received, freely give. Brothers and sisters, accept the grace of Christ. This is a free gift to us all. And do as we would want others to do unto us. Matthew 6:12 says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And that was number three. So we all know we have a conditional God. And in this model prayer, we ask and make a condition and a plea of mercy to our Heavenly Father to forgive us as we forgive our debtors. We ask our Lord to apply and give the same share of forgiveness as we share to others. Listen further here to what Jesus applies as a principle to what His Father will apply to us if we forgive and forgive not those who trespass against us. Take it from Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, and number 4 it says, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, here's what it says, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's deep. If we harbor an unforgiving spirit, our Father will not apply that grace of forgiveness to us. A thus say it from our Savior Himself. Are we not striving for a character of Christ? If so, forgiveness is a very big part of that striving human Christian character. This condition our Lord has given is very fair and very just. Amen? I pray we all agree with that our Lord is just in this. Also note this, that we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Now, let's not let people take advantage over us, okay? Nor should we allow unjust actions to continue against us. We just can't support unfairness. But let's also not proceed to put unfair punishment to others as well. So take heed, friends, to the Word of God in this manner to forgive. We have an obligation to forgive. Even if those that have come against us refuse to confess their sin, forgive their failure as He forgives us when we have many times, because of ignorance, have failed. The Lord will judge those matters upon a later day with those who refuse to repent. We need to fulfill our duty as remnant Christians to take hold of the character of Christ and forgive them as Christ forgives us. You know, there's a cliche saying, we've all heard this, and most of us have, where maybe your parents or someone has told you this, be the bigger man, right? We've all heard that. Be the bigger man. That bigger man you need to be like is Christ in showing mercy to those that have come against you. In the parable, the Lord said we should forgive 70 times 7. Just continually forgive and forgive. Meaning, keep being merciful and forgiving until, just as we pray that Jesus continues to forgive us each and every time we fail. Why? Why should we keep doing this? Probation will close upon this world very soon. Some of us, it could close within days. We just don't know what lot the Lord has given us. Just as probation closed upon the antediluvian world in the days of Noah, and as it did to the Jewish people as a nation, so would it close upon the professed Christian world. The Lord continues to pour out His Spirit so that we become changed and are given an example and given ample time to repent of our sins and also for the forgiveness of sins. When the time runs out and an unforgiving spirit is harbored, then it is written in Revelation 22:11 that those that are unjust will be unjust still. It's time for us to open your heart just a little bit more and forgive those who have transgressed against you. Every day that goes by brings us just one day closer to our Savior's coming, and also one day closer to probation closing. Remember Matthew 6:14-15, if you don't forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. To have a loving heart is also to have a forgiving heart. John 4:11 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." This scripture tells me that my Creator loves us so much that when we repent of our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive each and every one of us, every one that repents, and He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we ought to be like Him and pass that very same love to others and forgive others as well. There is healing in forgiving, friends. There's healing in that. We need to start considering the entire character of Christ. Lay self aside. Bury it. We need to begin to understand the character of spiritual Israel. We are spiritual Israel when we accept Christ, if you be Christ, and strive for perfection in obedience to His law through His Spirit. And number 6 in the room, taken from Psalms 130, verse 7, says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption." Praise the Lord. Our Lord has given us that free gift of grace. Let's believe that His word is true and believe that we can truly do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Give back what the Lord has given to us. Forgive. As we harbor a spirit of unforgiveness, our Father will not forgive us. When we fall short of pouring out mercy to another, we refuse that parting grace He freely desires to give. Is an unforgiving subject of God fitted to enter His kingdom? Is this type of character our Lord desires of His children that will dwell with Him in eternity? Is this that type? No. It's time to walk in the Spirit, friends. Romans 8:9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what is he?" It says, he is none of His. In other words, if you don't walk in the Spirit, you will be soon eternally separated from God and will not enter His kingdom. If you don't manifest the gift of a forgiving spirit, Romans 8:9 says, you don't belong to Christ. I'm not the one that penned this down, brothers and sisters. This is what Romans 8:9 has declared. This is why we must die daily and pray for the gifts of the Spirit. This is also why we need to deeply root these Psalms in our heart, in all of our hearts, such as where Psalms 51:10-13 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." As you said earlier, freely you have received, freely give. I pray we do our part, church, in the desire of repentance so that we will bring on the fruits of the Spirit so that we can be led of the Spirit. If we are led by the Spirit, then we should have that special type of love to live and walk with a forgiving heart just as Christ did for us when he walked this very earth as a man, just like us. I know a lot has happened to some of us. I know there's a lot that sometimes gets harbored in. But you're not alone. Christ will send his spirit if your heart is open to receive it. Now moving on to number 9 in the room. Take it from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and verse 2. It says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." So we've got to pay attention to this. Brother, be very careful that you judge others without examining your own guilty ways. Many times we point fingers. You have fingers pointing right back at you when you do that. Our judge will bring those times into that day of reckoning. Every time we don't examine ourselves when we judge others. Take heed to the word of God, friends. Do unto others as Christ has done unto you. Think of what Jesus said on that cross of Calvary. In Luke chapter 20, verse 34, it says, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In our Savior's last hours, he asked his Father to forgive their iniquities. Amazing. Amazing. In a time of humiliation, Jesus asked for sinners to be forgiven. Those that are attacking him and mocking him. How can we not forgive others after many days and years and claim to be a Christian? Are we claiming to emulate Christ? Really striving? If we are, then forgiving is a character we all need to obtain. I pray we really consider this today and each and every day. Why harbor such a trait that's contrary to his spirit? And our word has told us it's contrary to his spirit. I know some of us here have had some malicious things happen to them from others. Some of us, even by our very loved ones in our own families, atrocities have taken place, the entire family members, and they just grieve so deeply. Sometimes we can understand why, you know? This is no easy thing for some to forgive. But this is why we have to understand. We are not alone in this. You are not alone in this. None of us are. You need Christ in order to get past these dark, rooted memories. The strength of Christ is our strength in these hours of deep trials. Let's grow in a character of Christ that we can become changed through Christ. You know, to profess to be a Christian, it's a privilege. But there are times when it can seem to be so difficult to forgive, as Christ has. But it's also time to start putting into practice the character of Christ. Christ is waiting for us. He's waiting for his bride. We have to get ready. Put on those garments. They need to become white and pure. Let's look at some of these characters from the Bible. Look at Saul. Saul became the Apostle Paul. He had one of these experiences that changed him. He caused great despair and death to many Christians in the past. Yet, our Lord used him to be a leader among men and carry his light to the world. Paul was forgiven of those times. And he caused many to die. Many Christians. How about Peter? Peter, when caught in a position to boldly claim his Lord, what did he do? What did Peter do with this opportunity he had? Peter denied his Savior, not once, not twice, but three times, as the Lord told me he would do. This cowardly act by Peter of rejecting the one who poured out to him so much divine inspiration was all forgiven of his cowardly act. This was a lesson for Peter. He took heed. We are to take heed. What was freely given to Peter in forgiveness, Peter would now have to remember that same forgiveness Christ imparted on him. Peter was eventually to labor in the field to the flock of men, the gospel of Christ, and he would now need to have that very same compassion, that same compassion to others with patience and a forgiving heart when led with opposition. Today, friends, in our opportunities to pour out that mercy upon others, do we do as Christ did for us? Do we do as Christ does for us every time we ask him? Give back. How about in our home life? How are we in forgiveness? Family life. Uncles, aunts, grandparents, children, spouses. How about our co-workers at work? Even our brethren in church. Maybe it's time today to examine yourselves, brothers and sisters. Keep forgiving until. Just as much as you want Christ to keep forgiving you, until. Maybe you might be saying, I can't do as Jesus has done. Yes, you can. Jesus says, you're not alone, friends. You can do all things. How many things? Some things? No, all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. That's all. You can forgive. Amen? You can. Now think for a minute here, the life of Joseph from the Old Testament. Joseph, as a young boy, was sold into slavery. By whom? By his own brothers. Sold to a heathen for some money. That bitterness that Joseph must have felt during those times must have been enormous. How about that betrayal from the ones who he loved and had guardian over him? His own blood brothers deserted him. How many times do we feel betrayed by our loved ones? And we just can't get past it. Why can't you get past it? Because self does not want to get past it. Self can't find the strength. That's why self must die. That's why we have to walk in the Spirit. Ask Christ for the strength. These things can be taken away. These stories can be taken away. But Christ can act and give you strength to overcome the trial. So that this test that you go through, one day will be a testimony that Christ is in you. This story with Joseph is real, friends. And real feelings were displayed and many were affected. His father must have been destroyed to hear this tragic news. So as the story went on, as we all know it, Joseph when confronted with these same brothers that sold him into slavery, that could not even identify him after such a long period of time, Joseph was merciful unto them as he saw their fruit of repentance. What did Joseph do? Joseph forgave them. I mean, that was some betrayal that he had to just absorb for all those years. Not only did Joseph forgive them, but he was also able now to bless them and provide for them. Joseph just kept giving. Let's examine spiritual Israel. Let's examine what we need to do and what we need to overcome. We all have defects of character. Forgive. Now, that's a special kind of forgiveness, brethren. Not only did Joseph forgive his brothers, but Jacob their father forgave his sons for their deceit in telling that tale of Joseph's so-called death. Those numerous years they cruelly deceived their father with deceit and caused so much grief upon him, Jacob was willing to forgive his children for their wrong, for their wrongdoing. The life stories foretold in these scriptures are preserved for us to take heed so that we may become a prepared people of God. Got to take heed. Strive to a character of Christ. If you want to take on that kind of character, you better start forgiving. We need to. We all need to. At number 11 in the room, these two verses taken from Luke 17, verses 3 and verses 4. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if you repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Right? We were told by Christ. Until 70 times 7. Just keep forgiving. Again, but let's be wise when we forgive. Pour out that same grace to your brethren, to your spouse, your in-laws, your parents, your children, and family members, even your animals. Our very own dogs that we sternly command or sentence them to a room, they're willing to forgive us. The very next time they see our face, they're just as happy as they can be. They forget what we had just sentenced them to wherever we put them hours ago. They're just happy to see us. They forget. They forgive. Yet God made us an intelligent race of people, and we fail to do the very same thing our Lord came to do for us, to forgive us our iniquities. In Hebrews 8:12 and in chapter 10, verse 17, the word declares that the Lord will pardon our iniquities when we repent. We need the strength of Christ. Accept it. Accept his grace. We need to call upon our Heavenly Savior that our mind should be filled with his Spirit. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Understand that verse. Walk in that spirit. Have your mind in a heavenly character. Be in that place. Prepare yourselves. Accept that grace from my dear Savior. It is a free gift. It's free. Time is running out, and there is no time to delay. Strive to take upon yourself the character of our dear Savior and elder brother, Jesus Christ. Tomorrow may be too late. Remember, the door is closing. When the door closes, the book is closed. And again, that same famous verse, number 13 in the room, Revelation 22, verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Don't harbor these things. Let them go. When probation closes, all those not willing to forgive, all those who were unmerciful, and all those who show no mercy will have those character traits still, and will have bonded those traits and having them revealed in heaven in that day of judgment. To harbor a harsh, unforgiving spirit is to have a spirit as Satan. A prideful heart that leads to envy and revenge is not of God. Confess your sins today and forgive those who have done you wrong. Take that weight off your shoulders. There is healing in forgiving. We have been healed by his forgiving, atoning blood. Don't delay to confess your sins, but repent now. You know what the scripture says? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Confess and forgive, church. And number 14, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. In closing, remember our characters need to be ripe for the harvest. We have been given a pattern to follow. pattern is Christ. We all know Jesus is our substitute. Amen to that. With that note and understanding that he is our substitute, know also Jesus is also our example. If he's our example, then there's a pattern to follow, right? Understanding he is our substitute without also understanding he's also our example would leave us as a hearer and not a doer. So we can't lack in being diligent and striving to do all to the glory of God and patterning ourselves to his image. We've got to pattern ourselves to his image. Brothers and sisters, let us take serious this character of Christ and that we begin to be more like him each and every day so that our light gets brighter and brighter until that perfect and glorious day. Brothers and sisters, enjoy the rest of your Sabbath rest and keep the love of Christ in you, all that you do. God bless you.
You can kneel, please do so. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with the truth. Thank you for giving us all those seeds of truth that we need to walk each and every hour of every day that you give us. We also pray, Father God, that you give us forgiving hearts and bless us with opportunities to share our love for others and to forgive those that come against us, even if they refuse to repent. Because we would want our sins to be forgiven in the same way if sometimes we forget. Thank you for reminding us of where we fall short so we can confess and repent. And thank you for blessing us all with eternal life, which is only possible through the love of your Son. Thank you again for blessing everybody on the prayer list that are in need, whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial blessings. We thank you for giving them that which they need to continue in this life that you have given us, this side of New Jerusalem. We also pray for the workers and for sending even more workers as you keep doing. Thank you for blessing their work, keeping the hedge of angels around them and the work, and those that help us do the work, whether it's they're helping us physically, spiritually, or financially. We thank you for blessing us with them, because they are truly answer to prayer. And again, we pray with the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Or anybody leaves...